Pass the biscuits, will you, Morty? Again? All right, gracious Louie, you've had at least 12 of Agatha's biscuits in the last 5 minutes. Don't count them, Morty. Just pass them.
Oh, all right, here.
And pass the all sweet, Aggie.
Here you are, Louie.
Well, pass the blackberry jam, Morty. Oh, for heaven's sake, Louie. There. Now, is there anything else you want?
Yeah, pass the biscuits again.
No.
Well, at least I'm glad to see that Louie appreciates something about me, even if it is only my biscuits.
Aggie, what's the matter with you, dear?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Mortimer.
Well, but you've been like this all morning, about as friendly as an electric chair. Have I done something?
Just search your own conscience, Mortimer.
Search my conscience?
You heard her, Morty. Good biscuits.
There was another man once who appreciated my cooking the way you do, Louie. Man I knew many years ago. He thought I made the best biscuits in the world.
I know who you mean, Aggie. I'll bet you're thinking of your old beau, Joe Meadows.
Yes, Louie. Joe Meadows.
Say, that's right. I forgot all about old Joe Meadows. Whatever became of that Jerry? I mean, of him.
He sure was crazy about your cooking, Aggie.
And if I'm not mistaken, Joe was crazy about you, too, Agatha.
You're not mistaken, Mortimer. But I'm beginning to think I was.
What do you mean?
Joe was very much in love with me. He said if I'd only be his wife, he'd care for me and cherish me always. And he'd never, never look at another woman.
What a liar.
Yeah. Louie, will you please stuff your mouth with something?
Sure. Pass the biscuit.
Joe Meadows said he'd never marry, and he never has. He's still a bachelor. He, at least, is truthful.
Well, it's easier for a bachelor.
Mortimer, me, how can you betray your marriage vows and then make a joke about it?
What?
Oh, Mortimer, I can't stand the sight of you another second. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame? Agatha, what is this? Louie, what's the matter with her? What have I done?
Search your conscience, Morty.
Huh?
Search your conscience. And while you're at it, search the kitchen cupboard for another jar of jam.
Oh.
Daddy, where are you?
In the dining room, Peggy. Oh. Look, Louie, maybe Peggy will know what's the matter with her mother.
Daddy, have you seen the morning paper?
No, I haven't, honey.
But did you bring it in, Uncle Louie?
Nope, never read on an empty stomach.
Well, I've just got to see that paper. Jill and I have a big deal cooking. If it works out, we'll make more money than they've got buried at Fort Knox.
Well, what's the paper got to do with it, Peggy?
That's a big secret, Daddy. You'll find out soon enough. Well, I guess I'll run over to Jill's house now. She's sure to have a coffee.
Yes, well, I'll walk out with you, dear. Before I go to work,
okay.
I'd like to get in a few licks on the front lawn.
And, Morty, I'd like to get in a few licks on that jam. Pass it and the biscuits, will you?
Oh, pass them yourself, Louie. Exercise will do you good.
Hurry up, Daddy.
So that's the way it is in this house. No consideration.
Is he gone, Louie?
Huh? Oh, Aggie, you're just in time.
In time for what?
Pass the biscuits.
Oh, I have more important things on my mind than biscuits, Louie.
That ain't possible.
No? Then you haven't seen the morning paper.
Oh, so you're the one that's got it, Aggie. Peggy was looking all over for it.
I'm glad she didn't find it. At least she doesn't know yet about her father's treachery. Huh? So everybody else in town does.
What are you talking about, Aggie?
Louie, my marriage is headed straight for the rock.
Aggie, don't say that. What'll become of me?
Here, look at this.
Where? I don't see nothing.
Classified pages, personal column. Right there, the first ad. Read it, Louie.
Oh, you mean this?
Mm-hmm.
M.M., have you forgotten those heavenly evenings we spent in the tunnel of love when we were young? Signed, J.D. Well?
M.M.
Who's M.M.?
Can't you guess?
M.M. Nobody I know has those initials, except Morty. Hey, Aggie. M.M. Mortimer Meek. That's funny. What? Oh, Aggie, you don't mean...
Yes.
You don't think...
I do.
Oh, who'd Morty be getting love notes from?
J.D.
Who's J.D.?
June Davis. Don't you remember her?
June Davis. You mean that spicy southern dish that had a crush on Morty before you and him was married?
I'm sure of it, Louie. Mortimer always took her to the amusement park in the old days, remember? And they spent hours riding through the tunnel of love together.
And now she's making a play for him by putting ads in the personal column. Uh-huh. Oh, but, Aggie, you can't blame Morty for that. It was her that did it, not him.
He must have done something to start it.
Oh, now, Aggie.
If there's an answer to that ad in the paper tomorrow, Louie... You'll witness the breaking up of our home.
But, Aggie, you're only guessing. It's only a shot in the dark.
Well, tomorrow morning will bring the light, Louie. And if I'm right, it'll be the shot heard round the world.
Something delicious to spread on crackers. That's about all it takes to turn an ordinary gathering of friends into a gay party everyone will enjoy and remember. And when you're well stocked with all-sweet margarine, a tempting spread is as good as made. Yes, preparing an all-sweet spread is as easy as falling off a log. Simply cream all-sweet by hand, or put it in your electric mixer and set the speed at slow. Whatever method you use, you'll find that all sweet, smooth, creamy goodness fluffs into a light golden spread quickly and easily. Now, once you have your all-sweet base, you can choose your garnishings from whatever you have on hand. Either mix in finely chopped radishes and parsley, minced olives or green pepper, grated cheese or toasted chopped almonds. It really makes no difference what you mix with all-sweet, because the delicate natural flavor of America's Best Life margarine blends beautifully with anything. And when you catch your guests stealing admiring glances at you for your spur-of-the-moment snack skill, you'll be mighty glad you were prepared with all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Jill, is our ad in today's personal column?
It sure is, Peggy. Oh,
what do you think I'm looking at?
Let me see it. Let me see it.
Oh, here it is. M.M. Have you forgotten those heavenly evenings we spent in the tunnel of love when we were young? Signed, J.D. Is that all, Jill? It's not very long.
In a quarter of a line, it's plenty long.
You think it'll do the trick?
Hands down.
Oh, golly, I hope you're right. I hope it builds up attendance at the Tunnel of Love.
It will, 100%.
Well, I don't see how just this one ad will do that.
Not just this one, silly. Oh? There'll be another one tomorrow in answer to this one, and then there'll be another on the day after that in answer to the answer.
When we get through building this love affair, Mr. Gooch will have to build a new Tunnel of Love to get everybody in.
You sure it'll work?
I'll bet anything.
Well, Jill, how'd you happen to hit on those initials? M.M. and J.D.
They're ours, silly.
Margaret Meek and Jill Donovan.
Margaret Meek?
Everybody's called me Peggy for so long, I almost forgot my name is Margaret.
Say, Jill, you don't think people will be sore at us when they find out it's just a publicity stunt?
Gosh, no, Peg. Don't they do it every day in Hollywood?
Oh, golly, Jill. Maybe this is the beginning of a great career for both of us.
We'll start our own publicity office.
We'll be famous.
We'll be celebrities.
Rich.
If it works.
It can't fail, Peg.
Every person that reads this ad will think an old romance is flaring up again, and they'll flock to the Tunnel of Love to watch the blaze.
Oh, my gracious, it's too hot for mowing the lawn. Say, it could be the heat. It's got Aggie down that way. I guess I better let the rest of the lawn go and get to the office. If I'm late, Mr. Barker...
Good morning! Good morning!
Oh, good morning, Dr. Fermi.
Making a little hay while the sun shines, eh?
Well, I guess you could call it that, Doctor.
Splendid idea. You know what the poet says.
No, why?
What does he say now? Oh, surely a man of your education must know what the poet says.
Which poet?
That's another good question. Very good. Which poet? Well, I've got to be running along. I've got to see Mortimer Meek.
Well, I hope you... No, I'm Mortimer Meek.
You are?
Yes.
Yes, so you are. Well, I must have these bifocals readjusted. I just can't see a thing with them.
But you're not wearing glasses, Dr. Fermi.
Like that, so isn't it? And that makes it even worse. Well... Good day.
But, Doctor, you wouldn't have come all the way over here just to look at me.
That doesn't seem likely, does it?
No.
Oh, yes, of course. You're quite right. I did have something to say.
What?
Well, it's nothing very important. It's just what everyone else in town is saying this morning.
But what is it, Doctor?
What is it? Let me see. Yes. Oh, yes, now I remember. Shame on you, Mortimer Meek. Shame on you.
Oh, well, thank you. What?
Good day, Mr. Meek.
Well, now, Dr. Furmish, wait a minute.
Good day.
Wait a minute. What was that all about?
First Agatha, and then Dr. Furmish. If one more person says shame on you...
Marty!
Yes, Louis. Shame on you, Marty. Shame on you.
No, Louis, what is all of this? Is the whole town going crazy, or is it only me?
I think it's that little tomato, June Davis, who's crazy, Marty.
June Davis?
She must be whacking the bean to put an ad like that in the paper.
Ad like what in what paper?
Don't be so innocent, Morty boy.
I tell you, I'm not innocent.
That's what I was afraid of. Well, you're going to have to get yourself out of this one.
Louis, if you don't tell me what this is all about, so help me.
You mean you ain't seen this yet, Morty? This item in the morning's personal column?
No.
Oh, well, read it, Morty. Read it and weep.
Here, see it. M.M., have you forgotten those heavenly evenings in the tunnel? Louis, what is this?
Just a little billy-doo from your old girlfriend, June Davis.
But it couldn't be.
It couldn't be nothing else. M.M. is Morty Meek, and J.D. is June Davis, and Aggie knows June Davis is in town again.
But I haven't even thought about June Davis for 20 years.
Well, looks like she's thinking about you, though.
Of course. Louis, That's what Agatha was hinting at.
Aggie wasn't hinting, Morty. She's all set to pack her bags and blow.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but, Louis, tell me exactly what Agatha said.
Well, she was pretty steamed up, Morty. She said she was sure you'd answer that ad as soon as you saw it.
Answer it?
Uh-huh. She figured you'd make a darn fool of yourself over that old flame of yours.
Huh?
And she said if there's an answer in the personal column tomorrow, she's through.
Well, if that's all that's worrying Agatha, everything is all right, Louis.
Oh.
Why, I wouldn't dream of answering June Davis's ad.
You wouldn't, huh?
No, of course not. And then when Agatha sees that I've ignored it, she'll know that I'm a faithful and loving husband. Why, I'll be a hero to her, Louis, if there's no answer in the paper tomorrow. And I give you my word, there will not be.
There, I think that does it. How does it sound, Jill?
Read it again, Peggy.
Okay. J.D., no, I could never forget those hours in the tunnel of love. I only wish we could live them over again, together. Signed, M.M.
It's perfect, Peggy. Highly romantic.
Come on, Jill. Let's get it down to the newspaper office before the deadline. We want to be sure it gets in tomorrow morning's paper.
Of course, it's longer than the first one, and it'll cost a little more.
No, yeah, but I think it's worth it.
You said it. After this ad, there'll be more poppin' in Civic Center than there was on the 4th of July.
Rainbow round my shoulder, and the sky of blue above. The sky beat light of well, I get it. You're down bright and early this morning. Reading the paper already, huh? Morning, Agatha.
You cad.
Agatha.
You vile, deceiving wretch.
Agatha, my love.
Well, you'd like to live those hours over again, would you?
Huh?
Well, go on. Live them over. See if I care.
Now, calm yourself, Agatha. I
don't
swear.
Don't you swear at me, Mortimer Meek.
I'm not swearing. I only said...
Go on. Get out into the cool, clean air. It may do your soul good. Go to your June Davis and take your cheap newspaper advertisement with you.
I'm going, dear.
And don't you dare set foot inside this house again as long as you live.
Well, now, what could have brought all of that on? There couldn't have been anything in the paper. I didn't write anything. I didn't even... Hey, what's this? That is the top of the personal column. J.D. No, I could never forget those hours in the tunnel. Oh, my gracious.
Hey, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, Peggy, I didn't see you out here on the porch. Dear, there's a conspiracy against your father.
A conspiracy?
A deep, dark plot to destroy his name and his reputation, to break up his home, to shatter his life.
Oh, Daddy, don't be silly. Who would want to do such an awful thing?
Well, I don't know who it is. All I know is they're doing it in the personal column of the morning paper.
The personal column?
The villains are using my initials, M.M.
Oh,
and coupling them with the initials J.D.
Oh.
The initials of a girl I used to know, June Davis.
June Davis? Oh, no.
Yeah, they're trying to start a scandal. And the worst part of it is your mother won't believe that the whole thing is a frame-up.
Oh, no, Daddy. It's not a frame-up.
Oh. So you don't believe me either. Yeah, I suppose you'll walk out on me, too, the way your mother's doing.
Walk out on you? You mean mother's going to... Oh, how terrible.
Hmm?
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, Daddy, I've got to go. I can't stay here another minute.
But, dear... There she goes. She, too, deserting me in my hour of need. Like mother, like daughter. But nobody seems to like father.
Jill, we've got to do something. We've got to stop it.
How? By telling the whole town those initials are ours and being razzed the rest of our lives?
No, by running a different kind of ad in the personal column tomorrow. Something that'll save Daddy's reputation.
Like what?
Like this. J.D., the only reason I remember those hours in the tunnel of love is because they were so horribly boring.
Boring?
Besides, I'm a happy, loyal husband and father. Signed, tenderly, M.M. That'll do it.
Sure, that'll do it. It'll end your job, ruin business for the tunnel of love, and kill Mr. Goose.
I know it, Jill, but it may save my happy home. Come on.
Hello.
Hello. Ooh. I mean, hello.
I'll bet you're the publisher of this little old newspaper, aren't you?
Well, yep, sort of. At least to run the classified section.
That is, when the classified editor is out for lunch.
Well, I bet you will be the publisher someday. Oh. You look like a publisher, so strong and virile and intelligent.
But I'd do anything in the world for you. I mean, is there anything I can do for you,
Miss Davis. June Davis.
Miss Davis?
That's right. I knew you were intelligent. See, I'll bet you never tell anybody the names of the people who put ads in the personal column, do you?
Well, I never have.
But I'll bet you'll tell me, won't you?
I bet I will, too.
Oh, I knew you were strong and virile. There have been some ads run in the last 2 days. One from J.D. to M.M. Oh. And the other from M.M. to J.D.
Yep, I know the ones you mean. Everybody's all excited about them.
I'm all excited about them, too. And that's why I wondered if you'd just kind of whisper in my ear the name of the person who put them in, huh?
Lean over this way.
All right.
Farther.
All right. What?
For M. For Meek.
I knew it. I just knew it. It's Mortimer. Dear old Mortimer Meek. I've been looking for him for years, and at last, I've got him. Yes, and little old Dollars, I've got him.
Say, Mrs. Meek, just wait till you see tomorrow morning's paper.
Oh, no, Mr. Weigel, not again. It's too terrible. I just can't take much more of this exhibition of inflated ego.
Well, how'd you know about that article on inflation? I was just down to the newspaper office, and they showed me an advance copy. The story's not going to break until tomorrow.
My heart is what's breaking, and that started yesterday.
But I guess I can tell you, Mrs. Meek, I know you won't breathe a word until tomorrow. Some wizard on economics is going to tell how the common man can beat the inflated dollar.
Common man? Inflated wretch is more like it.
The author of this article should have called me in as a consultant. I can tell homemakers plenty about how they can save pennies and still get outstanding value when they use AllSweet for all their cooking needs.
And those initials, M-M.
M-M, sure. More money saved when you do all your cooking and baking with AllSweet. When you use smooth, golden AllSweet as a creamy table spread. When you...
And J.D.
Of course, just dandy. That's what folks say about AllSweet's delicate natural flavor. And you can use AllSweet in so many delicious ways. Say, I'm going home and write up a sequel to tomorrow's article. I'll call it, You'll Fall in Love with AllSweet at First Bite.
And besides, I'm a happy, loyal husband and father. Signed tenderly, M.M. Oh, Louis, did you hear that?
I heard it all right, but I don't understand it.
But it's perfectly clear. Mortimer has won.
Won what?
His battle with himself.
Oh, is that who he's been fighting with? I thought it was you, Aggie.
Oh, I'm so proud of him, Louis. I could hug him.
If you only knew where he is. He ain't been home since yesterday morning.
But you said he slept at the Y last night.
Yeah, he did. He called me and asked me to bring him his toothbrush.
The poor darling, to think that I drove him out of the house. Yeah. Still, if I hadn't been firm, perhaps he wouldn't have had the courage to resist. Oh, how happy he must be this morning.
I don't know, Aggie. I imagine he's got a terrible taste in his mouth.
Well, why should he have?
I forgot the toothbrush.
Oh, well, it must be almost time for him to go to the office, Louis. Take it to him there. Hurry now, and I'll call him after a bit. I'll tell him that I've forgiven him, that I'm sorry I ever...
Hold it, Aggie. Hold it. Listen.
Why, there's someone in the house, Louis.
Yeah. Somebody's sneaking up the cellar steps.
Well, I'll see who it is.
If he pulls a gun on you, Aggie, scream loud. I'll run for the police.
Who's down there? Who's on those stairs?
Morning, Agatha.
Mortimer.
I just thought I'd look at the furnish on my way in. I thought maybe I'd find my toothbrush in there. I mean, I thought...
Oh, Mortimer. Hmm? Mortimer, my hero.
Me?
Welcome home, Mortimer.
Oh, Agatha, you forgive me?
Of course I forgive you, darling.
Oh, I'm glad, Agatha. I don't know what I did, but I'm glad.
No, you certainly put that shameless June Davis in her place.
Which place was that?
And I don't blame you for being proud. I'm proud, too. Mortimer, can you forgive me? Can you kiss me and forgive me?
Well, certainly, my dear. Mm-hmm. Bend your head down, baby.
Hello.
Hello. Ooh, it's you, Miss Davis.
Yes.
Hello.
Would you like to take this little ad for me?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to run it in the personal column tomorrow morning.
Sure. Maybe you better read it to me over my shoulder.
All right. M.M.
M.M. Say, that's your old boyfriend you were going to look up, huh?
Yes, but I decided I'd better not phone him or drop in on him. You see, he has a wife.
Oh.
I was afraid she might not like it.
She wouldn't.
How do you know?
I got one, too. Say, did you notice M.M. had another letter to you in personals this morning? Say, he sort of brushed you off, didn't he?
Yes, but I'm not easy to brush. This is my answer to him. Shall I read it to you now?
Yeah, but take it slow. My mind is not my work.
All right, here goes. M.M.
M.M.
Even though you are a loyal husband and father, I must see you.
My future happiness
depends on it.
Depends on it.
Meet me in the Tunnel of Love at the amusement park this afternoon. Signed, J.D.
Sure, it was all just a publicity stunt that you and Jill dreamed up, huh, Peggy? Well, now, next time...
Oh, there won't be any next time, Daddy. Our careers are ruined. Mr. Gooch, the man who runs the Tunnel of Love concession, will be furious at us.
Mm.
Because in yesterday's ad, we said the Tunnel of Love was so boring.
Mm.
Oh, there won't be a soul out there today.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I feel as if it were my fault. I wish there was something I could do.
Well, I guess if you really wanted to, you could take Jill and me out to the amusement park.
Say, that sounds like a good idea.
We could ride through the Tunnel of Love a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Then at least there'd be some box office receipts. We're supposed to get a commission on them.
All right. It's a deal, honey. We'll go out there right now and ride through the Tunnel of Love all day.
Oh, you're a darling, Daddy. Come on, let's pick up Jill.
Morty! Hey, Morty, where are you?
Oh, Aggie. Have you seen Morty?
Well, he just left, Louie. He took Peggy to the amusement park.
Oh, the amusement park? Oh, brother.
What's the matter?
Well, I hate to say it, Aggie, but, well... You know that battle Morty's been waging with himself?
Yes.
Well, himself is way out in front.
What are you talking about, Louie?
I guess you ain't seen this yet.
Huh?
The answer to his last ad in the personal column of this morning's paper.
Answer? You mean that brazen hussy had the nerve
to... Look for yourself, Aggie. Right there.
M.M., even though you are a loyal husband and father, I must see you.
Mm.
My future happiness depends on it. Her future happiness...
Keep reading.
Meet me in the Tunnel of Love at the amusement park this afternoon. Signed, J.D. Why of all the miserable worm? No wonder he went sneaking off and covering his tracks by taking his daughter with him. Well, he won't get away
with
it.
Now, take it easy, Aggie. You'll blow a fuse.
No, I won't, Louie. I'm going to light a fuse. One that'll blow the Tunnel of Love sky high.
Bird, I've got the ticket.
Oh, swell, Daddy. Mm. Let's get over here to the dock. Maybe there'll be room for us in that first boat. Come on, Jill.
I'm right with you.
Yeah, looks like only two people are getting out, Peggy.
Huh?
The rest of them are going around again. And look, I'll tell you, you girls get in those two seats there, and I'll take the next boat.
We'll wait for you,
Daddy.
No.
Go ahead. And remember, we've got to maintain the receipt. Now, here you take it.
Thanks.
Say, this doesn't look like such slow business.
Now, you'll be sure to get in that boat behind us. We'll meet you here at the dock, Mr. Meade.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, since I'm here, there's somebody climbing out of that second boat there. Empty seat right next to the woman in the picture hat. Hmm, I wonder who she is. Looks familiar. Now, if I only don't slip and fall in, treacherous things, these boats. there we are. Mm-hmm, just in time, too. We're starting in at the tunnel.
Hello.
Huh?
I said hello.
Oh, hello.
Don't you recognize little old me?
Well, his name is familiar, but I don't quite face the place. I mean, place the place. It's getting dark in here.
Oh, Mortimer, You're just as cute as you were 20 years ago.
Gee.
Silly boy. I'm June Davis.
Oh, no!
We'll wait right on this spot where the boat stopped, Louie, until we see Mortimer.
We'll never find him in this crowd, Aggie. Why, the place is jam-packed.
Of course it is. Everybody in Civic Center has turned out to see my husband make a fool of himself.
Yeah, they all must have read that ad June Davis put in the paper this morning.
Well, if they think Agatha Meek is going to say...
Hey, Aggie, look. Climbing out of that boat there. It's Peggy and Jill. But I don't see Morty no place.
Of course you don't. He's gone off alone with her.
My mother! Uncle Louie!
Louie, what are you two doing here?
We're looking for your father, Peggy. Where is he?
Well, there he is, Aggie.
Where?
There's Morty, climbing out of that next boat. And look, he's helping that tomato out, too. The one with the big hat.
Oh, you Morty.
Oh, be quiet, Louie. Oh, I've never been so humiliated in all my life. Look at them. They're actually laughing. They're having a wonderful time together with the whole town looking on.
Yeah, here they come. Something tells me their wonderful time is going to stop all of a sudden.
Agatha, dear.
Don't you dear me, Mortimer Meek.
Oh, but Agatha, my love, guess who I met in the Tunnel of Love?
I can't imagine.
Don't you remember me, Miss Meek? I'm June Davis.
I remember you all right.
Agatha, what do you think? June didn't want to see me at all. She wanted to see you, dear. That's why she put that ad in the personal column.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that's why.
It is, Meek. It really and truly is.
Your whole future happiness depends on seeing me, I suppose.
It certainly does. But I thought I'd better talk to Mortimer first. I was afraid he'd have to persuade you to let me have your biscuit recipe.
My what? Your recipe for making biscuits. Won't you please let me have it, Miss Meek?
I'll let you have it, all right.
Yeah, please, Agatha. June can't get married unless you give her that recipe.
Married?
Yes.
What do you mean, Mortimer?
Why, she's been engaged to the same man for 15 years, dear. And when she talks about marriage, he talks about biscuits the way you make them.
Joe likes everything about me, but I just don't have your little old biscuit recipe.
No. Did you say Joe?
That's right, dear. She's engaged to your old boyfriend, Joe Meadows.
Oh, but I'm not married to him, and I don't think I ever will be, Miss Meek, unless you let me have your recipe. So it's up to you whether I get a husband or not.
Get a husband? Why, you can have anything I've got, except my husband.
Yes, that's right. Except me.
Say, Mom, the next time Junior comes tearing in the house shouting, "Hey, what you got to eat? I'm hungry," fix him up with a slice of bread spread from crust to crust with all sweet margarine and sprinkled with brown sugar. Now, what to Junior will only be mighty good eating, to you will also be good nutrition. Yes, ma'am, all sweet makes that slice of bread a slice of energy. As a matter of fact, Allsweet's rich, wholesome goodness doubles the food energy of a slice of bread. Allsweet's an important source of vitamin A, too. Summer or winter, rain or shine, Swift and Company, whose business is nutrition, sees to it that every pound of Allsweet contains at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. Try Allsweet. See how its famous flavor, its nourishing goodness, helps to make every meal at your house better and better for your family. Put Allsweet on your shopping list now. If you live in one of the states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, you'll certainly want to get the golden yellow Allsweet, which is now put up in convenient-to-use quarter-pound prints. But whether you buy yellow Allsweet already colored or the regular white Allsweet with color packet for home coloring, remember to specify Allsweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Meet the Meek stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed and produced by Les Weinrath. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when Allsweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meek.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.